you think about it, every place on the planet celebrates a Thanksgiving. Maybe it's not the over the river and through the woods kind, but the idea is always the same. Giving thanks for what we've got instead of stewing over what we're missing. I think Chef Vikas Khanna is one of those people who instinctively knows this. If you live in India, you know him as host of MasterChef India. If you live anywhere, you might know his film series, Holy Kitchens, his work with the Dalai Lama, his Michelin-starred New York restaurant, Janoon, and his many books. The latest is Indian Harvest, classic and contemporary vegetarian dishes. Vikas, good to have you back.
Likewise.
Well, let's talk about your beginning, because I understand you were born with a club foot, which
yes.
must have made it... Children can be cruel. It must have made it difficult.
You know, I've never participated in any activities, sports and anything. But, you know, it's also funny that my shoes were very big and extremely heavy and with the braces. So when I walked into the class, you know, I felt that it was like thunderstorms. So I'll just sit in the back of the class and not move till the end of the school. Because when I walked, it gave a chance for everyone to laugh. But, you know, I could laugh at them when I would cook as a child. I felt that, you know, cooking was something which made me equal to everyone else. It filled that gap of not being equal physically in some way.
That took you into, what, at 17, you had your own catering business.
I love, Lynn, you said catering business. My father used to say you should call it catering charity. Because I never made money. So we were serving very simple food, me, my grandmother, and my mother. So if somebody loved the flat fried bread, what I was serving, I'll be so happy. I said, don't pay for it. And somebody didn't like the food or something, I'll say, please don't pay for it. My father said, just call it charity. And then one day I decided in 2000 to come to America because I had read this book, Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Oh,
Richard
yes.
Bach's book.
Yeah, right, right. About flying above.
And flying seemed to be something so impossible when as a child you never could walk properly. So that book was the main reason for me to come to America. I know this sounds really ridiculous to some people that how can a book like, it's almost like 70 pages book. It's not a big book. It's about this seagull who wants to fly higher and everyone says, this is not how we do it. So that book really pushed me. And he wanted to fly and there was no higher city or no higher space or stage than New York City to come. And my brother said, if you fail, you'd rather fail in New York City. I just loved that.
So, all right, you arrive in the United States. Now, did you have a job?
No, nothing. So the only space where I wanted to work was restaurants. So, you know, this is pre-9/11. The world was a little different, a lot different. But, you know, survival is something and resilience is something which New York teaches you. Not like no other city in the world. Then I went to Upper West Side and this was a small restaurant. And I went and asked them that, you know, can I help you in some way? And they said, fantastic. We need a dishwasher. It's going to be Christmas. It's going to be really busy. But a little later, I figured out that I was not good in waiting. So they told me to wait some tables. And I had no idea about what wild turkey was. The guys are saying, can I have wild turkey? I said, you should have tandoori chicken. I had no idea what is wild turkey. So that didn't go very well. So
the whiskey. It must have been very surprised when you suggested chicken.
I kept telling him, oh, it has Indian spices. It has red color. Owner said, would you just leave right now?
But there's a point where you end up, well, you ended up with $3 in your pocket.
Yeah, I still celebrate my Christmas at the New York Rescue Mission because it reminds me of the space and time where I lived 2000 winters, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you couldn't get a telephone in that time without a social security number. So I didn't have a phone.
Ah.
So they didn't inform me that I was working part-time. So I just stand in the line at New York Rescue Mission. And they said, welcome and Merry Christmas. I thought that was a message for me that, yes, if the Jonathan Livingston seagull gets tired, there's a space for that little bird to sit and rest and breathe. it's so visually clear in my mind what I was going through. You know, we live so many days in our life, but there are few moments which are such strong impressions on our memory and head.
I remember you talked about the Dalai Lama and how you met the Dalai Lama the first time.
Oh, my God. I'm going to share something amazing with you. So on Dalai Lama's, His Holiness's 80th birthday, I made a cake made out of very thin breads, which I learned how to make them in Tibet from his hometown. So I layer those breads thinly. I do all my stuffings and everything, and I make a beautiful cake, and I take it to him. I put 80 candles, and I said, His Holiness, you can blow the candles. You know what he tells me?
What?
He says, in Buddhism, we don't want to cut off something's life to wish for our long life. I can't blow a candle.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Like a god.
Okay.
So imagine it's 80 candles on a cake, and they're all like the wax is melting. And he takes out every candle individually outside. He didn't blow the candle. I thought it was so beautiful.
That it is.
Never thought of that perspective, you know.
Interesting.
Never forget that.
Well, this is a time of year for us here in America for giving thanks. You know, we have our Thanksgiving feast. So can you give us an idea for a Thanksgiving menu that you would do, a vegetarian menu of your food?
Sure. You know, when you're doing a book, you're always figuring out, you got to make it more seasonal in some ways for
right.
people to understand what they can enjoy in a certain part of the year. So we have slow-cooked yams with apples, an extremely simple recipe. That you cut the shallots, yams, put them together, and then you add a little bit of ground cumin seeds, some garlic to it. And then you can also thinly slice apples, because this is the fall and this is some of the best apples grow at this time. And then you add a little bit of vegetable stock, and then you dry roast it, like, you know, put it in the oven. And I love it because, you know, it's great because you can just put it in the oven when you're expecting the guests. So you have this thing without too much of work or
right.
being in the kitchen. You spend that time with the family and friends. And then I have this dish, which is roasted eggplant and basil pilaf. Very simple. Take an eggplant, cut it into small dices, about half an inch or 1 inch by 1 inch. And then you combine it with a little bit of olive oil, balsamic vinegar, and oregano. If you have it fresh, fantastic, or dried oregano works. A little bit of chili flakes. You toss everything together with salt, and then you cook it in the oven. This is very simple. And on the other side, what you do is that you can cook basmati rice in open water, and then you can drain it.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple, 15 minutes to cook basmati rice. And then you can toss it with the eggplant, and then you finish it off with fresh basil leaves. I think it's quite easy recipe, and it can be done much in advance. That is something which is very important. And one dessert which I think is very interesting in this book is the persimmon vanilla cobbler.
Uh-huh.
A lot of us buy persimmon during this time, during the fall, and we do not know what to do with it sometimes because we find it's too hard or sometimes it's too astringent. But persimmon is a fantastic fruit because of its fantastic firm texture.
Mm-hmm.
You cut the persimmon, you toss a little bit of vanilla and a little bit of flour, pinch of sugar if it's not very sweet. Layer it in a pan, and then you can make a nice cobbler crust, which is just flour, butter, sugar. But I've also added some sliced almonds. Toss it, layer it, bake it. Very, very simple. Just two steps to make a fantastic dessert for Thanksgiving.
Well, that sounds delicious. It's perfect. Vikas, thank you so much.
Yes.
And a very happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too. It's the best time of the year.
Vikas Khanna's book is Indian Harvest. Now, he left us with a vegetarian menu for the Thanksgiving table. The main event, pumpkin biryani with pistachios. Find all the recipes at splendidtable.org.